Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. It is March 21st, 2021. We got WWE Fastlane 2021 to talk about, and we got lots of stuff going on this week. Ring of Honor 19th anniversary. I'll have a couple of interviews leading to that. And of course, we had the big Thunder Rosa Britt Baker match last week. Dropped an interview with Thunder Rosa this past week. She was on Back for the Attack. She had Mission Pro last night. Go show that woman some love. She deserves it. Even separate of all this, but another woman who deserves your love, TK Trinidad, hosts Women's Wrestling Talk. I've seen TK's stuff for years now. We've corresponded through email often, on and off, for years. You do a lot of incredible work.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm just about that wrestling life and life in general. And yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. You have a really great platform.
I was checking out the watch along you all were doing on the Women's Wrestling Talk channel during this show. So we definitely encourage our audience to check that out as well. You all get some really, really great interviews and great information over on that channel and that podcast in general.
Yeah, I really, I mean, I feel like we just have a really unique group of hosts. Like, you know, myself, I come from an entertainment background, working from TMZ and VH1. Sarah is like a wrestler, so yes, she has a different perspective. Emily is married to a wrestler, and she was valet, and she's working with Mission Pro right now. So just a lot of different perspectives. So yeah, when, you know, we're just three girls talking about it, and you know, diverse. So that's why I really love the show.
Yeah, I really love Sarah the Rebel and Emily Heller as well. They do some really great stuff. So guys, please check that stuff out. She is on Twitter at TK Trinidad. But we got Fastlane to talk about.
Yes.
And I thought some pretty good wrestling. I mean, this was a show that if you missed like 90% of it, you'd be all right watching Raw and SmackDown. But I mean, still some pretty solid wrestling. And we got kicked off with Riddle defeating Mustafa Ali. We had reported on FightfulSelect.com tonight that a breakup was coming with Retribution to some degree. And right, it came to a pretty extreme degree. This match I thought was really, really awesome. Ali is so good. He's wrestling with a torn ligament in his leg too.
He's a beast. I feel like it's good for him. It's like when he has the opportunity, it's like, you know, he either gets injured or something happens. So now I think this breakup is really going to help him to get to where like he's supposed to be a year ago. So we'll see what happens. And you know, Riddle's fine for it. You know, his star is going to be rising for a while.
Yeah, I love that Bro Derek from the second rope, but there was particularly like a really good exchange, a series they had towards the end that was just outstanding, and Riddle got the win. Riddle, it seems like he's got chemistry with every single person that he wrestles. He mm-hmm. sells like crazy, but he can make everything look like $1 million as well. And Ali, I don't think I've ever seen Ali have a bad match.
Yeah. Riddle, I called it in NXT. There are a lot of people who didn't like his bro thing back in NXT, yeah, but I'm like, he's so authentic. And, yes, you know, yes, there are people like, you know, Alexa Bliss or somebody who can, you know, be somebody totally different. But with Riddle, it was just like, this is somebody that you see in LA on the beaches all the time. And it just so happens that he can fight, and it makes sense to me because I guess I see it all the time. So mm-hmm. I'm so thankful that he came to the main roster and he retained who he was. They didn't try to change it, and you know, it's working for him.
Yeah, there were a lot of people when he first popped up on the national scene. They say, I don't get the bro gimmick, and I'm like, it's not a gimmick. That's just Matt Riddle. I used to do a show with him. That's how he acts. He is like that. Now, they play it up with him trying to sell Shinsuke Nakamura scooters and stuff like that.
Right.
That's not really him, but he is this is like who he is. After right. the match, we saw Mace and T-Bar both choke slam Mustafa Ali. I've wanted some sort of split here. It's been, I mean, the reason the Retribution thing was formed, I don't know if a lot of people remember this, we've mentioned it on our show. Vince McMahon was on the quarterly call and he had investors saying, what are you going to do about ratings? What are you going to do about creative? And the next week you had Retribution and Raw Underground, and it was very hastily produced. And they haven't ever been given something consistent. And I think these guys are way too talented to not be given something consistent. They're all good. Mia Yim is really good. Slapjack is really good in the ring. T-Bar is really good in the ring. Mace is a fantastic talker and a super athlete. But where do you see them going?
We were talking about that on the watch along. It's one of those things where as viewers, we come up with all these ideas. Like, I would love for them to do a show of the people in the writing room and how they put together stories. Because sometimes we just don't have no idea what's going on and we question what's going on. But I definitely agree. Like, they all can have their different storylines. I just don't have a lot of faith in WWE that it will happen. Some of them are going to fade to obscurity and we're, you know, we'll see them in and out of the locker room, you know, getting paid. Yeah. But other than that, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on that they're not developing yet. So we'll see.
Reminder, guys, you can donate a super chat to get your question or statement read on the air. Please also leave a thumbs up. Nerd Guru sent a super chat and said, give me Dijak versus Riddle, like actual Dijak. Of all the names they changed, TK, they had a guy who they could have just Dijak, all capital letters. And they added like a bunch of syllables to it. They were like Dominic Dijakovic, then T-Bar. And I'm like, this seems like a guy that if Vince finds out his name is Dijak, then that will just be his name.
Well, I don't know. It's like sometimes you think that we know Vince. I think 80% of the time, I think we do, because he's been around forever and, you know, old people don't really change. But then I think once in a while, like he surprises us. It's very rare, but once in a while he surprises us. So I caught him on that belief where it's like, okay, we think he's going to go left, but he might go right. So I always hope that he goes right because it's something different.
Hannah says, I think Dio and Dijak would make a hell of a great big guy tag team. Me too. You got a guy like Dio talking and Dijak wrestling. There's a lot of good there. And we have Daniel R. saying, who would make a good faction right now? I would like to see sort of an offshoot of Retribution, them maybe with somebody else, maybe as like hired help or something like that. I just want to see them highlighted in a different way.
I have a faction for people who've been following me for a while. I've been talking about this faction for like 2 years, and they kind of have the faction together, the Samoan faction, where they actually have the Usos, they have Tamina, they have Nia, and they have Naomi, because Naomi's part of the family, in a Samoan faction, and they just wreck shop through the locker room, both on the women and men's side. That's a faction I want to see. It might happen. We have a couple of years, but because they're not doing anything with Naomi. Let's not even get on Naomi. So, yeah. So that's
she just had a women's tag title match. The prestigious women's tag titles.
With Lana. I mean, I know they're kind of friends, but that doesn't... I don't even want to go on my tangent. That's a whole other story.
But that's what they do with Naomi and Lana both. It's like they're the utility friend. It's like, oh, well, somebody needs a tag team partner and a friend. Lana or Naomi. And this time they drew each other. Exactly. And it's like, be buddies.
Right.
I mean, they're good at TikTok. They're very good at TikTok. That's great. Which is
It is great, but you know, imagine you're training so long and then this is what you have. And I was also making reference on the watch along to Asuka and Naomi. Like, that didn't make any sense. Like, I'm sure they're cordial to each other and they're kind of sort of friends, but give me something that makes sense. And you know, sometimes it doesn't happen.
Cyclops is better than Wolverine says, I didn't care about anything that happened tonight. I was of the same belief until really the main event. And Ryan says, do you know what's going on with Charlotte? I saw she got removed from WrestleMania and fans are speculating that she and Andrade asked for their releases. Well, Andrade did ask for his release. He confirmed that. I spoke to a lot of people about that. I don't know what's up with Charlotte, but in the times that we're living in, I mean, it doesn't necessarily just mean they asked for their release. Somebody could be sick. Somebody could be under the weather. Right. There could be a lot of things. There you go. Especially over the last year. My God. Exactly. I mean, especially over the last year. Benny Boy.
Sorry, what are you going to say?
No, go ahead.
Do you see Charlotte actually leaving? Like, I feel like I don't see the Usos ever leaving and by extension, Naomi ever leaving. And Charlotte, like, she's, I don't see her ever leaving. Like, that wouldn't happen. I feel like they wouldn't give her a release. They might give Andrade a release, but not her.
Well, I mean, I used to think the same thing about Ric Flair when I was a little kid and he jumped ship to WWF. And then even when he retired, I was like, oh, well, he's done. And then he went over to TNA. So, I mean, we've seen that track record pulled off before. We've seen that done. Right. So I don't know. She does seem like a lifer, though, right? Like all the horsewomen seem like they're lifers, like they would be there forever and that Vince would just pay them whatever they need to do to keep them.
That part. Or Vince will just never let them go.
Yeah. Benny Boy says, Ali favoring the knee for a lot of basic moves, ending to write Ali off TV for a while to heal. I've had that injury. It sucks. I hope for his sake, yes, I want to see him healthy because he deserves a real run. Mm-hmm. He deserves a real run. Nerd Guru says, on that note, Rhea debuts, challenges Asuka, have the Mania match, no nonsense, no BS, no Charlotte. I would actually like Charlotte in that match. It's like the ghost of her WrestleMania past coming back to haunt her. I think that could be a lot of fun. But what I did not find fun whatsoever was Sasha Banks getting pinned. I don't like this. I don't like greatest women's in-ring performer of probably North America of my lifetime against who I think is like the most slam dunk superstar, Bianca Belair. It's just, as soon as it happened, I'm like, oh, WrestleMania, main event. There you go. And it's like they've wanted to find ways to be like, well, no, maybe it will be, maybe it won't be. I don't know why you would take these two dominant figures and make them lose all the time. How do you feel about this?
One, I don't understand why they're tag teaming together. Like they have so many women in the locker room. It's very frustrating to see like, okay, we only had one match and, you know, I'm an advocate for women's wrestling. So we only had one, like, you know, key match. And it's like Sasha could have did something on her own. Bianca could have partnered with somebody else or Bianca could have did something on her own. It's very clear that they're pushing Bianca. So, you know, and I'm definitely a fan. I've been a fan of her before NXT, like in her CrossFit track days. Like I was very much aware of Bianca. So I just don't understand why, they're even tag teaming. However, that slap was, it was very believable. So maybe that was the payoff to generate more heat for WrestleMania. I can work with that, but they have so many other people in the locker room. They could have did another story and this would have been a story after WrestleMania. Like they got together, they battled WrestleMania and then it would extend well into SummerSlam. Like they have enough of some, like they both have something about them that it could have that far. But now it's like, they're going to WrestleMania. We're going to see what happens. I think most likely it's going to be Sasha. And, you know, then what happens? Because, you know, we've seen they build people up after they come from NXT and then you don't hear from them for a while, even though they're great talent.
And my thing was like, they already lost the tag team title match. Why are they getting another one? Like who did they beat? They have lost a tag team match together every single month since December. Like they haven't been winning as a team. The one time they did, Reginald got the pin.
Oh and my gosh, like, Reginald.
Why is Reginald the person getting protected when you got a Sasha Banks, Bianca Belair feud and Reginald's the one getting the wins? That's weird to me.
I feel like they're not using Reggie, like him with Nia Jax is him with Carmella was definitely, that was, I not believe that, but that made sense. Him and Nia, not so much, but it's like, you could use him somewhere else. Like Sasha doesn't need that Reginald kind of extra layer to the story. It doesn't make sense. Like, again, you're paying all these people. These people are sitting in catering, wearing sweatsuits when they could be doing something like, write something for them and then insert Reginald into that.
Rafael Garcia, friend of the site, says it feels like they're really trying to purposely sabotage Banks versus Belair to keep them getting too big outside of WWE or something. I mean, it's like you don't want to think that, but then like they've seen so many people leave. Like we have seen multiple writers straight up say, oh yeah, Vince sabotaged the Rey Mysterio 2006 run. He wanted a self-fulfilling prophecy, like, oh, look, that little guy can't do it. Mm-hmm. This is the opposite of how I would personally know anybody to build Sasha and Bianca. You would want overwhelming winner, and then they clash, and hey, which one's better?
Yeah, that makes sense. But as somebody pointed out to me in the watch-along, you know, sense is not WWE's thing. So we just... Accept it.
Chris says Nia isn't in Roman's family. Well, The Rock takes an awful nice liking to her, and he's a member of the extended family.
Right. I mean, I agree. It's not even I agree. That is a fact. However, I mean, like, that the Samoan family, it's just one of those things where it's like you're a distant cousin, even though you might not be, even though you might. It's kind of kissing cousin type thing, and they all interact. So it's just like in my dream of the Samoan faction, that's Nia would be in it. But I completely understand technically she wouldn't.
Yeah. Daniel R says, you're expecting WWE to make sense. They don't. Well, I appreciate the super chat, Daniel, but this is horse shit. I hate it when people say this. I don't expect WWE to make sense. I've been watching it for 30 years. I don't expect it to make sense. I desire it to make sense. I want the baseline of anything I see on that television program to just at least make sense. Why are Otis and Dolph Ziggler teaming? Tell me that Chad Gable told him to get the hell over it. Tell me that. And be done with it. Make it make sense. Just because they don't ever make sense does not mean that I can't hope that.
But here's the question. If they started making sense all of a sudden, then we would have nothing to talk about.
I would love it. I would talk about how much I enjoy everything. I would. I like coming on the air and talking about stuff I enjoy. Like my favorite thing that I've talked about all year, Britt Baker Thunder Rosa. That's my favorite thing that I got to talk about all year long because it was just so, and I didn't think Thunder Rosa was going to win that. I was like, oh, NWA's coming back. She's about to hit the bricks for a while.
Oh my gosh.
I was so happy.
It's such a great, do you know, this has been my question, and we did ask Thunder Rosa on the show, on Women's Wrestling Talk. Do you know what the contract is like with NWA and AEW? Can she never get the belt, or what's the, like, she's on loan?
Well, I mean, AEW can do pretty much whatever they want with their title, and obviously there's something going on there. I mean, her deal's up last day of the year. That's up, but I do know that AEW is very particular, and they are like, we are not tampering. We're not going to mess with your contract. Any stipulations that are sort of enforced by NWA while she is allowed to go there, they're going to do. But I mean, there's some very, it's touch and go there.
Yeah.
We have some more super chats. The Burr says, glad to see SRS successful laser beam eye surgery. Not sure if I'm a fan of the Fiend Kruger mask. I'll give it some time for now. Oh boy, will we get to that? Ryan says, with Shayna and Nia winning tonight and the way Natalya and Tamina have been booked, seems like they're primed for a tag title run. Yeah, I mean, I've like, why not put Tamina in a tag team? Otherwise, she's just going to pop up every 3 months for a top contender match. Because, I mean, we called her Big Match Tamina last year. She would only show up for the Royal Rumble, title match, and top contender matches. And now she's looking great, and she's got stuff to do.
Yeah, it's, do you think that was her choice, or do you think that was just WWE just, all right, we're just going to insert you here?
Oh, I think that's what they had for her. I think that's what they had for her. And I think that they thought that she was well past her prime. And now I think she's doing the best work of her career, like right now. And I did not see that coming, like after all the injuries that she's had. So more power to her, like a lot of respect to her for doing that. And I like the new look. I like the new gear. I like all that stuff. Like she's switching it up.
If you can still go, why not? You feel great.
Kevin Langhoff says, I know most are not happy with the Sasha Bianca story, but I'm going to Mania this year and seeing my favorite wrestler, Mercedes Vernado. So super psyched. I mean, I would be too. And they better main event a night of it. It's got a main event a night.
I hope so. But again, I just don't hold my breath. I accept it. Like I'm on the same boat as you. I would love for it to make sense. But what I really hope for is just some great matches. If it doesn't make sense, at least the match be amazing and we can appreciate it.
We had a super chat asking, what is our assessment of Peacock? Did you use Peacock tonight or WWE Network?
I use the network. I haven't. I'm going to get around to Peacock, but I wasn't. I mean, I've
really shouldn't.
It's kind of like you just don't want to let it go. I don't want to let it go.
It sucks. You can't fast forward or you can't rewind. You can't pause. You can't screenshot anything. It's a bummer. It's a bummer.
Right.
Our friend 69 names Deegan says, don't you love 3 weeks away from Mania? We're pinning the SmackDown Women's Champ because I love it. How does WWE F up the easiest to book main event? It's so I use the term frustrating on Mondays an awful lot, and this is very frustrating. And that's not something I've had to use on Fridays and Sundays too often.
Yeah, I have no words. Like it's like they. I'm glad that they Sasha and Bailey are not, you know, feuding with their on again, off again friendship, because that was getting, you know, old. But I am feeling the Bianca thing. I just not feeling the tag team, and I don't know. It's just going to be interesting to see what happens in Mania. I think we're going to be up for a lot of surprises, especially, you know, there's people going to be in the stadium, which was, you know, last year was a totally different year. So we'll see what happens with that.
R-Truth lost the 24/7 title to an Old Spice guy, then won it back. I mean, we've seen this a million times. It was Eric Bugenhagen from NXT. I've seen this 100,000 times. Like I didn't need to see this again.
I mean, it's when 24, the belt came, I was like, okay, how many times is this going to happen? But now it's just kind of like a mini commercial joke. And R-Truth actually, like, I don't want to see it on anybody else. Like, I don't mind, you know, Bad Buddy and somebody else, but I feel like R-Truth, like, he's going to hold the belt like 100 times before they retire it for good.
Oh, for sure.
You know that's happening. So yeah, it's just a nice, and he does so well at, I don't know, being R-Truth.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll take it, but only for small segments.
He's gonna be there into his 50s, and he'll look the same too. Yeah. He's good for him. He's one of the great guys in wrestling too. Nerd Guru says I don't get why they can't seem to do one-on-one main event women's feuds for Mania. They're 0-2 in builds so far. Yeah, we didn't need Sasha added to the Ronda Becky match, but hey, now they got Becky and Ronda in their back pocket for a future match, I guess.
Yeah.
Benny Boy says Cyclops SRS ready to OFE. Hope the eyes feel good. They do not. They feel very, very dry right now. A couple times I've leaned off camera like this and dropped some of these in there. My God. We got Big E versus Apollo Crews. I love everything about Big E of late. My God. He was stomping with some intent, and I loved how much shit he was talking during this match.
Oh, my gosh. I love the transition is very smooth. I love that he threw in some Bible verses in his promos, which was like very, you know, I love it because like, oh my God, that's, he just quoted a Bible verse and it's in a promo and it's still, you know, you're making an impact. What I don't like, Apollo, and I think for some reason I've been skimming over it because I saw everybody on Twitter talking about it and I thought he was code switching. Which means, for those who don't know, it's like you go into an accent and then you come out of it and you're just talking, you know, American English. I am not feeling this all the way Nigerian accent. It's very jarring to me, especially since like a couple months ago he had an American accent. I don't mind if he code switched. That would make more sense. But again, we've talked about it. It sense was like the drinking word for today, then like have another drink. I'm just not feeling it. I'm feeling the new gimmick. With the whole, you know, Nigerian, all this other stuff. It's just the accent all the time. I'm not really, you know, I'm not for it.
Yeah, I mean, after we've heard him talk the way that he has for a long time. And I mean, maybe if he had said, I was putting on a fake American accent like this whole time, that would make a little bit more sense. But
yeah,
he's more over than he's ever been right now. And he needed a push. Mm-hmm. As Evan Wright says, the finish took the wind out of his sails. I don't know if that was supposed to happen. I'm trying to find out. But now he has had 6 title shots and has not won. So I'm like, how are they going to continue this? Because it's very clear, like, they got here because he attacked Big E with stairs. And Big E's like, okay, here you go. Right. You earned your title shot because I want to kick your ass. But now it's like, well, Big E beat him. So how, I mean, maybe they could get there in a ladder match. How do you see that working?
Yeah, I definitely see that this match is going to go all the way to WrestleMania. I'm kind of conflicted because we had Big E on the show too, and he's such a nice guy. And I like,
He's great.
And I was one of those people who was very upset that they broke up the New Day, but technically they didn't break up the New Day.
Yeah.
So I like this run that he's having and I want the run to continue. However, with Apollo, it's like they've I agree with you. This is kind of like the best run that he's had, where it's believable and it makes sense and you could feel his passion. You feel like, okay, looks aesthetic wise, he deserves it. I want to see in WrestleMania, but I don't want him to get the belt. But I feel like if he doesn't get the belt, then it's all for naught. It's like, what, it's a waste. So I feel like it actually makes sense for him to get the belt because, you know, Big E or a version of the New Day will get belts. Like they still have a couple of years in them. So for Apollo, I feel if he gets it now, that's probably his first and last time. So, you know.
So Apollo beat him down after this match. And it's another one of those like WWE things where he gets his heat back. Benny Boy says he said he was doing a fake US accent in a promo. I'll have to go back and find that because hit me with a date because I do not remember that at all. I remember him saying, as my father would say, and then he switched to the accent, right. But I don't remember that specifically. I mean, maybe they go to like a 6-man ladder match or something because they have a lot of people on SmackDown right now. Owens, yes. Zayn, Apollo, Nakamura. And I could see Owens and Zayn doing a singles match. But I think that Big E himself deserves a singles match. At the same time, I could see them have Apollo climb up a ladder to win that title instead of beating Big E. And then that continues their feud because Big E's going to be pissed off about that naturally.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if they were going to do that, they should have set it up and then did that fast lane. And then because I it just feels like if you have for somebody like Big E and they're pushing him for him to lose the title at WrestleMania, that just seems unfair. That's, you know, I know life is not fair, but I just feel like that's not something I would want to see. But also, if he does lose it, it's going to, you know, invoke emotion for us because we'd be upset. So maybe that is the plan where he loses it and then he spends the rest of the summer up until SummerSlam trying to get it back. And at least there's a storyline there. There's a built-in storyline with, you know, the...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Nigerian accent, which he was faking the American accent, which...
Yeah. Daniel says... I've only been watching wrestling a few years. Could they have pay-per-views with 2 or 3 matches, replacing unnecessary ones like Fastlane? I think if they were going to, they would have over the last year when there weren't fans. But they have done stuff like that in the past. Like some of the Starrcade stuff they did in recent years had 2 or 3matches on it, and you didn't have that. But those weren't in replacement of shows like this. It was in addition to shows like this. I could see them doing that, like adding some shows like that in the Peacock era. Because they just want to give Peacock more for their money.
Can we get Women's Evolution? Like, what happened to that?
I don't want that to be 2 or 3 matches, though. I want a full card there.
Somewhere. Like, there's no...
They got 700 titles. They need a show for women alone, like a pay-per-view each. I would like 2 a year, honestly. Daniel Berlin says, bring TK back again. She's doing awesome. She's a natural. Come on. Come on. MC Carvalho. What's that?
I said, thanks. I appreciate it. I'll take the invite.
MC Carvalho says, I think the Mania match for the tag titles will be Nia and Shayna versus Mandy and Dana versus Tamina and Natalya versus the Riot Squad. Cool. As long as it doesn't involve one of the world titles, I'm fine with it. I'm tired of the tag titles always being entangled with the world titles, so to speak.
I agree. I think, and I'll have to count out everybody in the locker room, but I believe that they have enough women in the locker room that they're not using that they could have a legitimate tag teams for the tag title versus throwing women together.
Yeah.
On the promotions alone, like, I mean, they, or even if they do a cross promotion, which they do a little bit, but they should really at least promote that a little bit more. Cause what they're doing now is just, it's wasting time. I just feel like we could have, Sasha shouldn't be anywhere near the tag team at the moment. She's a singles competitor. So let's stay there.
B Benny Boy says it was the promo with the military guys on SmackDown. I'll go back and watch that. And Trevor L says Apollo is the reverse Kofi. At least the ending of the Kofi accent had like an all-time great moment where Triple H was like, what happened to your accent? Like that was, and Kofi's reaction was so perfect. It was so perfect. Evan Wright getting in his obligatory best heel in the business, Baron Corbin. No.
Oh gosh. Yeah, I don't agree with that one either.
So Shane McMahon got hurt and he has Elias replace him. And what happens is Elias gets the shit kicked out of him. This was short. This could have been on Raw. It was very quick. It wasn't like offensive or anything. He hit a nice elbow drop. Braun Strowman slammed him a couple times. Either something's wrong with Shane or they're just bridging the gap till WrestleMania where Braun Strowman can throw him off some stuff.
Yeah, I think it's bridging the gap. It was a nice time filler. It was a nice, you can go to the bathroom now. You can read about it later or we'll play in the reruns. But yeah, kudos to Shane for, you know, the acting moves. And we'll see it at WrestleMania. Yeah, he's probably going to jump off of something 100 feet this time, not 25 feet.
We'll hope. That's like people are asking me, oh, why are you okay with Shane and Braun? And I was like, Shane's going to jump off something stupid.
Yeah.
And you know, Owens is going to jump off something stupid the other night. So they're going to one up each other. And that's what I'm excited to do or excited to see.
And with that, they're poor. I know Owens is married. I know I think Shane's still married. I don't know his marital status. Yeah. But they're poor wives. Like to watch that. Like I was watching AEW with Renee when she was watching her husband. Like to watch that and know it's coming and be prepared. Like prepare yourself mentally to see your husband be flinged off something. Kudos to them, or they just don't watch. I would love to know what the background of that situation, that relationship is. Like, I'm not gonna watch. Just tell me about it later.
Nerd Guru says, I understand why they're doing it, but Sonya putting over Shane's punches on the kickoff show made me cackle. Like, come on now. From a wrestling perspective, they're terrible, but he really does train with some of the best kickboxing coaches in the world, like Phil Nurse, like really, really good ones. Benny Boy says, why didn't Braun destroy Ryker? It made no sense. He didn't care about Ryker. He wants to beat up Shane. That's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, Seth Rollins beat Nakamura. Riddle tried to sell Nakamura some scooters backstage. This is another match. Could have happened on SmackDown. Would have been fine on SmackDown. They added it. Didn't have a problem with it. It was a good match. Rollins talking about his drip was very funny, but I don't want him to lean too much into it because it is over on Twitter, but you know how WWE does stuff where he'll be like, it's a Seth Rollins drip every single week. Then it's not cool anymore.
It hasn't been cool for a while. It reminds me of his suits are like the updated version of Steve Harvey. Like Steve Harvey has a different suit every single time. So like I could appreciate, you know, the drip or the different attire. I could appreciate it, but and I think it's also nice. It's for him. It's different. It's like relaxing. He doesn't have to be that Seth Rollins carrying the show. He can be the Seth Rollins appreciate my drip. And I feel like that's going to go for a while. And then, you know, he might lose him for a month and then he's gonna come back and he's going to be Seth Rollins carrying the show again. Cause you know, that's going to happen eventually.
Yeah. And I mean, he's proven that he can do that. He can be that top guy. And I think there's money in a Reigns Rollins feud in the future. Cause they have that history. This is a good match. They didn't seem like they were on the same page for the finish, but I thought the match was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a good match. Like, I feel like this fast lane was, I think somebody had mentioned it. It's just kind of lead up to WrestleMania. If you catch it live, that's great. But if not, if you watch Raw or SmackDown, you'll get what happened. And it's just going to be an extension to the storyline. And, you know, it's fine. So, yeah, it's one of those matches where it's like, oh, this is great. I think we were talking about Hulk Hogan during this match. Like, that's how this match is like, oh, it's going on. But we're talking about Hulk Hogan being a host of WrestleMania, which is...
Oh, boy.
Interesting topic.
Yeah, it sure is. Womp.
Yeah, that part.
that leaves me feeling unfulfilled. So I'll pivot to something that leaves me fulfilled. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful, TK. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful is fantastic. The thing I love about this is one bowl fills me up. 0 grams of sugar, 13, 14 grams of protein, only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, and only 140 calories per serving. You're not going back and forth to your kitchen, filling up your cereal bowl. This stuff is keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. And exciting news, they've got cookies and cream and maple waffle for a limited time only. If you watch Listen to Your Boy, you know that I love waffle. I'm a fan of Canada too, so I like the maple. Go check it out, my friends. And this deal is good in Canada now. So, hey, Canadians, maple waffle flavored cereal. There you go. You can also build your own box. Available flavors include cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon to add to your combo box. This is a great alternative to even drinking shakes or having a snack throughout the day, not just breakfast. It gets you fulfilled and it gets you healthy. I mean, this is the type of stuff that you want. When you're eating regular cereals, you're overloading on carbs and calories, but you're not getting full. MagicSpoon.com/Fightful does that for you. When you use that promo code Fightful at checkout, save $5 off your order. Like I said, it's good anywhere in the U.S. or Canada. And they're so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. You got nothing to lose here. This stuff lasts longer than a normal box of cereal because you're not rushing back and forth. I can never just eat one bowl except for MagicSpoon.com/Fightful.
Gosh, you had me at the waffles being a Canadian. I'm about that waffle maple syrup.
Are you Canadian? I love Canada.
Toronto, born and raised.
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite city on earth.
It is mine too. Sometimes I wonder why I'm still in LA. But you know,
I unfortunately didn't get to go there last year, but my wife and I have been every year since 2017. And needless to say, town of 200 in Kentucky, a little bit different than Toronto. Yeah. It is such a wonderful city. Everybody should visit Toronto.
Yes. Please tell me you went during the summer, though. Not during
Yeah. Every year. Go to the Sky Dome.
Yeah.
Of course, I went to the CN Tower and they took me for $100. Well, never fall for that one again, people. But go to the Sky Dome. Have yourself some fun. Go eat at Marvin. There's so much good food there.
There is. And it's actually really interesting to not to get too much off a topic, but the wrestling fans in Canada, because I forgot what matches, but I saw WWE in Canada. And I think that the week before I saw it in LA. And it's like so crazy how different the fans are, like how the pop is for different wrestlers. If you haven't visited Toronto, you have to. It's such a great city.
I got to do media there for the WWE stuff in 2019, SummerSlam weekend. It was so much fun. Love that place. I hope I get to go back.
Yeah.
Hope I get to go back next year. I hope Jimmy Van hits me up and he says, listen, we got to relocate you to Toronto. I'm sorry. Bring your cats. We'll pay you $200,000 Canadian because that's about $12 American. And we'll be good to go.
Oh, my gosh. I can go on. It's a beautiful city, very diverse city, lots of great food. Just that cold weather, but it's not even cold like it used to be. Like we used to have storms all the time. Now you get away with one storm. So shout out to Canada.
Something else that keeps going on. No DQ match. Drew McIntyre beat Sheamus. I think they finally wrapped up this feud. Although knowing WWE, they're probably going to wrestle again tomorrow night on Raw. This match was all over the place, slower pace than they had before, but kendo sticks, they had pyro, they went through tables. Drew McIntyre gets the win. This, another match, not only that could have been on Raw, it has been on Raw several times. Sheamus is having the best in-ring run of his career. They're trying to get Drew back there, but I got a sneaking suspicion that when WrestleMania rolls around, Bobby Lashley's going to get cheered.
I don't know. Like, there's people on our watch along where they said that Bobby Lashley is going to drop the belt. I hope not. But you know, if you remember, Drew got the belt last year in front of like when the pandemic hit. This is before everybody got used to, you know, wrestling in front of screens and stuff like that. I feel like it was a great match, but I think it's also going to continue. We're going to see it on Raw. We're going to see it on Raw maybe another 2-3 weeks. Because they're great performers, they're great wrestlers, and they already have a built-in story. It's kind of like Sasha and Bayley, where they were friends. Now they're no longer friends, but like the men's edition. So you know, we'll watch it.
I mean, this was a fine match. It was good. It's just another match that could have been on Raw. It really shows you this pay-per-view didn't need to exist.
Exactly that part.
Well, then we went to Alexa Bliss versus Randy Orton. So Alexa's got some more horror-esque paint on. Reminder, guys, get in your super chats. Leave your thumbs up. We're already at the co-main event. Orton starts spitting up before the match. Alexa throws some fire, and then the Fiend shows up. We got some super chats. Nick says, the Fiend? More like the Fried. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Flame Inc. says, I'm kind of worried people will get angry at the cowgirl pin Alexa did on I think he meant Randy. I don't think anybody will get upset about that. I didn't even consider that. Is that something that you were concerned about?
I wasn't concerned about it, but Sarah did make reference to it. But, oh my gosh, Alexa's just, she's on a whole different level. And
she's embracing this really well.
Right. Like, I feel like with her, I don't think anybody's going to take offense to it because that makes sense. It's like she would do something like that and it wouldn't be, misconstrued and changed like a different way, interpreted a different way.
I missed this super chat. Graves saying Shinsuke thought about ending it all made me cackle loudly. I guess he said funnier stuff.
Oh, God.
We got Nerd Guru says, I thought his new look was well done. Oh, Jesus Christ, guys. He looked like Ivory from How High after he fell out of the building when he caught his hair on fire and he stood up. It's like they copied the look because he had the two dreadlocks that were just hanging down. Yeah. I was like, all right, he's going to help Alexa Bliss cheat on all of her tests now. And like, this is the way it's going to go.
I mean, I'm for it. I mean, I think everybody's predicting him to be back for Fastlane. I feel like this feud is going to go on till WrestleMania. However, I'm not tired of it. Like, I feel like if you switch it up, I wouldn't mind. But however, if you continue it, I'm not going to be upset. So, and now we have the Fiend is back. So we're going to see how much more torture he's going to impose on Randy Orton.
We have a bunch of super chats about that. Zach Barber says if Alexa made any. He said, if Alexa had made any false moves in that pin, there might have been three finishes to that match. My God. You guys need adult supervision, and I am not the adult to be supervising you guys.
I mean, that was a good one, too.
That was a good one. But Blue Chew is not a sponsor tonight. Like, next time. Alec Farmer says, roses are red. The Fiend is back. My mom says hello, so SRS text her back. I'm sorry. I will. My bad. And 69 names Deegan says, it isn't even a Fightful podcast unless Sean doesn't fangirl over Canada. Bonus points for Toronto. I love the country. What do y'all want me to say? America kind of sucks. Ooh. And I like Canada more.
I mean, being a Canadian living in America, I can't jump on that bandwagon, but I quietly agree with you.
Send me back. Send me back. Listen, if you've still got citizenship there,
I do.
Identity fraud, no big deal. I'll just go there. I'll say I'm TK Trinidad.
Yes, because the pictures will match.
And hey, I'll get that health care and all that good stuff.
Oh,
and
my gosh. Let's not even talk about the health care in America is very confusing to me. Yes. Yeah, it's a whole nother conversation.
Evan Wright says Bray should have come back as a firefighter. Well, I don't think he's passing that exam. I don't think he's passed his... If that were the case, he wouldn't be in this situation to begin with. Flame says,
is JoJo like officially retired? Is she just making babies now? Or
I think she's done. I'm pretty sure her contract lapsed, if I remember right. Benny Boy says, the move of the night was the shoulder to the ring post. Nia, Big E, Braun, Orton, and Roman. Yeah, that's true. They did go there a lot. Plus Riddle in a different way. Yes, he did. But we're already at the main event, so guys, get in your super chats. Roman Reigns defeated Daniel Bryan. Edge was a special enforcer. This was a very sports entertainment wrestling match, but I mean, New Japan has finishes like this all the time, too. These two guys are so good. I liked how at different points of this match, the other was treating the other one like a joke. Like early on, Daniel Bryan was. Then Reigns was. I thought the most incredible visual was Reigns in the Yes Lock, and Bryan's entire forearm was like in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I thought these are master entertainers right here. These two guys are so good.
Yeah, it's always amazing to you're watching a match and you go into the match thinking you know what's going to happen. Like you're 99% confident you know what's going to happen, and then things happen in the match where you're like, oh no, Vince changed it. And then you're like, oh no, I was right before. And you're going back and forth. Like, I love those matches because it has you even more engaged because you just don't know what's going to happen. And I mean, it was a great match for everything that was happening. And you know, there were moments where like, just get another ref. When's the next ref coming? Like, there's no producers. Like, nobody's in Gorilla watching this. Like, what's happening? So I like the suspense in it because you really just didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, I really, really liked a lot of that. I mean, too many ref bumps. It's like, all right, whatever. But I thought this was just so much fun. We had Jey Uso pop up towards the end. Benny Boy says, no Jimmy tonight. Is he not cleared yet? I don't know. I mean, you would hope soon. I don't think he has. Jey did say very soon, though. He said very soon. And Daniel R. says, Usos versus Bucks, super kick heaven. That's a dream match of mine, seeing those two go at it. And we got a super chat saying, well, guys, that was a show. I think this was 69 Names Deegan. She says, who knew they'd strap a 5-star match on the back of it? Love that subtle Roman tap. Strap every belt to Bryan. Now, that's a big thing. John Cena tapped out one time. I think it was to Kurt Angle early in his career when he was a heel. They didn't know it was going to be big. Reigns ain't a never tapped TK. And it's something that like you kind of know in the back of your head, like Roman's not ever going to tap. But then he mentions it on Friday or the week before. And he's like, I'm never tapping. And then you see it like just a little bit.
Right.
And you know he's going to play it off like, oh, I did what I had to do to get that out because I knew it wasn't going to count. What do you make of that? Is there any, like, do you think this, I mean, I can tell you that I've heard for, like, probably over a month that they were getting Daniel Bryan involved in the main event of WrestleMania. I just didn't know in what capacity. Do you think this is their way to get him back in there?
Well, we talked about in the watch-along, Jey Washington said that the thing with everybody coming back into WrestleMania, like there's going to be people there, you know, COVID is still around. Carol's still real. Like I just had somebody text me from New York said they have it. They got it on Tuesday. And we know Roman is, you know, he doesn't want to be around that. So I don't know if they're prepping for that because he might not be at WrestleMania. I don't know. Like, I feel like that is definitely alluding to something. Like, that was definitely something that they had to make a point on. On top of that, they did a close up of it. You know, it was a super close up. You knew that was done for a purpose. That was a setup for something. So, Daniel's gonna be there in some shape or form, a three way maybe. I would watch that.
Rafael Garcia, who is an accomplished grappler, brings up a good point. He did the classic Brazilian tap, and I love it. He's going to play it off 100%. A Brazilian tap is like a fake tap where you want to make the person who's got you in the hold think, oh, okay, you need to let go of it now, but you don't want the ref. You want plausible deniability there. And I loved all the submissions into it. My wife was watching with me, and she's like, oh, why doesn't Reigns just – or why doesn't Bryan let go of the triangle? Well, in MMA, if – you get power bombed in a triangle. Sometimes it'll hurt you. Sometimes it'll knock you out. Sometimes the person that's doing the power bomb gets locked in it even deeper, and they're pretty well screwed. 69 Names Deegan says, can't wait for the you tapped out chants at Mania. And Flame Inc. says, fans would chant you tapped out if they were there. This is the most intriguing thing about WrestleMania to me. Beyond any match, TK, I don't know who is going to get what reaction there.
Yeah, it's been a year. The thing I want to say about Roman is that I'm glad to see that he's getting a reaction. Like there was a point where people were just booing him, but they didn't know why they were booing him. I think guys were booing him because he was too handsome, and I think girls weren't booing him because he was handsome. It was just kind of a confusing thing. You really didn't know, and you couldn't really get behind him. Now you can definitely, I feel, get really behind him. Like you believe in it. You believe in him. You believe he's like the head of the table. So I think he's going to get, you know, some static, like some real serious booze, because he is the head of the table and you want to be the head of the table. Like I'm feeling this Roman Reigns opposed to all the other versions of him.
Guys, get your super chats in. We are about at the end of this show. Mike says, am I only one who thinks the Fiend now looks like the ginger dead man? Oh my gosh. You guys with these jokes, it ain't good. Hannah says, I think it's important to remember Bray still has to be able to work in that gear and mask too. It can't be so much that he can't move. That's a good point. Like wrestling in a mask is so terrible. Like it's, I've trained in what they have. They're called training masks. And that was easier than wrestling in like a regular no mouth masks. But Kim Orton, Randy's wife, just tweeted this. You might have just fucked up, little girl.
Oh. Ooh.
That's a WrestleMania match right there. I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it.
Some back and forth tweets. I like it.
People bring it up.
I like stuff into the, take this stuff into Twitterverse. I know. And then I like the fact, too, that you don't know whether it's real or not. It's like, wait, are we still wrestling, or are we, yes. Or is this a real thing? Like, what I like that, because you Twitter, like you just never really know. And it's like, okay, yeah. I'm for it. I'm for the drama.
Ray Sandoval says, not digging the Fiend, to be honest, whack, but Alexa Bliss, I would have a bath in her sweat. Good for you, man. I guess. Sure. Okay. Guys, please leave a thumbs up. We are back after Raw, after SmackDown, after AEW and NXT. Myself and Jimmy Van have the Wednesday news show. But over on Fightful Select, we got shows every single day. So make sure you check it out. And then in a couple of weeks, it is WrestleMania. But TK, tell the people where they can find you, because you got all kinds of stuff going on.
Got a lot of stuff going on. So you can find me, you can tweet me, Instagram, LinkedIn, any social media platform at TK Trinidad. Women's Wrestling Talk happens every Tuesday. We have a pet show where Emily interviews wrestlers and their pets. Quite interesting, because apparently she interviews the pets too. So check that out. And then every other Tuesday we have interviews. We just had Vicky Guerrero on last week. So definitely check out that interview. Also, if you love, you know, Black women talking about relationships and sex, check out Black Queens Uncut. I have another show called Peaks and Valleys, where I interview all different people from walks of life. I have an Olympic swimmer on tomorrow, and they just talk about the most devastating part of their life and how they got out of it. So a little motivational, uplifting show, all that good stuff. And WrestleMania, we are going to have a watch along. So if you want to watch a couple of us, majority of them comedians, talk shit and, you know, have fun, then check Women's Wrestling Talk.
Guys, in the future, don't send stupid ass super chats. I will not read them on the air and you will be banned. Flame Inc. says, so where can Randy Fiend go from here? Loser dies match, Hell in a Cell, Inferno death match, loser goes to hell. I think they would have to have Randy take some time off. If like, what else can happen? Like, or go to a different brand, something like that. Like,
doesn't he usually take, like, his contract is, I like his contract. It's like he comes, he does some work, and then he just, it's not extensive. Like, he's not gone on a vacation for a very long time, but he comes, he does some work, and then he goes and hangs out with his wife and, you know, chills, and then comes back, and we still take him back with, you know, open arms. So yeah, I think it's getting around that time. Maybe right after WrestleMania, we won't see him for a little bit.
Well, guys, you'll see me here tomorrow night, assuming my eyeballs hold up. Thanks for all of you noticing. I've been dropping eye drops in it nonstop. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. I can't tell you how much that helps. Got interviews with Sledge and another one that I'm not going to say yet until it's in the can this week, ROH 19th anniversary. Guys, thank you all so much. Thank you to TK Trinidad. You were fantastic. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.